Now, strip for me. Must I repeat myself? Strip. Now. That's right. Take off your shirt. I'm sure you didn't think anything of that photo you took. Just some masturbation material, perhaps. You didn't consider how it would make your boss feel. This strong, beautiful woman, reduced to a creep shot, taken by a low-level employee. And yes, I do mean low level. Take off your pants now. What you did was sexist. You know that, right? Objectifying, humiliating, degrading. A photo without consent. I'm sure you masturbated to it. Where did you do that? In one of the office bathrooms? Maybe at your cubicle? Maybe you saved it for home? Or just maybe you snuck into your boss's office after hours and stroked your pathetic little penis, squirting on her desk. Yes. Did you forget security cameras existed? Did you forget how to properly clean up your semen? You left a drop. A single drop. So disgusting. As if the photo wasn't enough. How did it feel? Did you enjoy squirting your filth all over her desk? This beautiful woman's desk. Look at her. Stop staring at her breasts. Look at her eyes. What do you see, sweetie? Disdain. Contempt. But also confidence. She knows she's superior to you. You, a low-level employee, shot a tiny load of your wet, filthy semen on her perfectly clean desk. This is why I'm here. You need to learn empathy and the basics of gender equity. Remove your underwear now. Take them off. Don't worry. The door is locked. Oh my. Oh God. Look at that little thing. Now I see what we're dealing with. A real girl. A true girl. And you must maintain your femininity. Daily. Shaving. Skincare routine. Hair care. Makeup routine, dressing your best, getting regular manicures and pedicures. It's so much work, sweetie. You're going to have so much empathy for women because you'll be one forever. You signed the contract, sissy. This is all legal. Give up, sweetie. This is your life now. You're not a man. You're a girl. And not only that, you're going to be the office slut. The office whore.